Do you recognize this theme song? I hope you do.
You betcha.
The theme from Fish.
Bunnies.
The spinoff to Barney Miller.
What, Fish?
We got the sad news the other day that Abe Vigoda had passed away. One of the greatest character actors of all time, Abe Vigoda, had died. And we said, let's find somebody who knows Abe Vigoda, who worked with Abe Vigoda. And immediately, the name Barry Gordon came to mind. Barry Gordon has the most impressive resume of any human being on the planet right now. He's appeared on Leave It to Beaver, All in the Family, one of the voices of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Donatello.
The best one.
The best of the Ninja Turtles, hands down. And we're not sucking up to you, Barry. We mean it. Wendy and I have fought about this. Donatello's the best. He played Charlie on Fish, and he's here right now. I've wanted to meet you my whole life. Barry, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill. How are you?
Excellent.
Hi there, Barry. This is an honor. We were so saddened to hear the news about Abe Vigoda. Bill and I, as everyone listening, has been such a fan of Abe Vigoda's. And it was so sad that, like, everyone already thought he was dead.
You know something? That's so true. I mean, people would constantly come up to me and say, you know, oh, you know, Abe Vigoda was so terrific, and you know, it's too bad that he passed away, and he hadn't passed away. It was very, very strange. I don't know whether someone was spreading a bizarre rumor, but a lot of people, there were different times when people thought that he had passed away. And in fact, I had even heard, you know, this same kind of thing, and I thought he had passed away.
Oh, no.
But blessedly, he didn't do it until he was 94, and that's a nice long life.
Barry, so,
good age.
That's a great age. There were stories, you know, in his passing, people were telling the story of his life, and it came up in several different accounts that by accident, People magazine years and years ago had published that he had died. And from then on in, most of America just assumed it's in People magazine. They're not going to miss something like that.
Well, they did.
Tell us this. What was that like? And I know Fish didn't last as long as it should have or could have. But
may I jump in? I can't believe it lasted such a short time because I watched it religiously.
Yeah, me too.
And I thought it was on for years and years and years.
I know. And it was really only on for a couple of seasons. I don't know why it went away, because I thought we were getting very good ratings,
yeah.
And so I'm not exactly sure. There might have been some inter-office machinations going on. I don't know. But, yeah, it did go away earlier than we expected because it really was successful. And, you know, and people still, I mean, I'm a pretty ancient guy now, but people still come up and you know, and talk to me about Fish very warmly. So
could it be that the network also read in People magazine that Abe Vigoda had died and said, well, now we have to cancel the show, despite the fact that he had not died?
I think that's entirely possible.
It could be it. It could be it. Now, explain, for people that were not lucky enough to see Fish, I love the premise. Yeah. You had Phil Fish, a detective on Barney Miller. It was his spinoff. You got to meet his family, but it was an interestingly made-up family.
Yes, it was, because it wasn't his real family. It was a family of, you know, he basically ran a foster home.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and it was him and his wife, Bernice, who was played by Florence Stanley.
A Chicago actress.
And, yes, absolutely a Chicago actress.
Yeah.
And all of the kids were, you know, misfits who were brought into the house. And they were, you know, wonderful, wonderful kids, sweet, sweet kids. And we had a great time. And then I was the social worker. I was sort of the professional in the home, overseeing everybody, but not usually with good results.
Not always with good results, right? And it was our first chance to meet.
No.
It was America's first chance, I believe, to meet a young Todd Bridges. He was Loomis Fish.
Yep.
He later went on to Different Strokes, but that was our first chance to see him.
It was, and then something rather bizarre in my career happened because the 13-year-old in the group was a little girl named Denise Miller, And only, I guess it was 7 years later, I actually ended up on Archie Bunker's place playing her love interest.
How about that?
Somewhat strange.
That is a very strange twist, Barry.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, that's the kind of thing that would have killed Abe Vigoda, but he lived through that. Tell us about him. What was it like? And I know, and I will go through some of your resume. You have worked with some of the greats. You have worked with Dick Van Dyke and Don Rickles, and I could go on and on and on.
Jack Benny.
What was it like to work with Abe Vigoda on a regular basis? Was that exciting?
Abe, I can't use the word exciting.
All right, fair enough.
Because if you watched Abe on the show, then you know that exciting was not his thing.
All right.
So it was lovely. It was warm. It was fun. But Abe was very, very much like the character he played in Barney Miller and in Fish. He was a very laid back guy, and it was a very peaceful, quiet, lovely set to work on.
It's so funny because, my first experience with him, and I think most of our first experience with Abe Vigoda, is as Tessio in The Godfather.
Tessio.
And then to take that guy, that same guy, Tessio, and build a situation comedy around him, you go, well, that's impossible. That won't work. But it did work.
It did. It absolutely did. Because there's no question that Abe had a funny streak. I mean, he was a great, basically deadpan comic, almost in the tradition of a Buster Keaton. And he got so much out of just one look. And it was so much fun to see, how he would do that, and just really, and the audience just always loved him. We had a live audience, and they loved him, So it was really a great pleasure and fun to work with him, and just a very sweet man, just a very warm and sweet guy.
You know what really bugs me? We've got Barry Gordon on the line. When he passed away, and I brought this up earlier, it said sunken-eyed character actor.
Yeah.
We've lost this sunken-eyed character actor. I know it's a good description, but that is not what you want as the headline when you finally have died.
No, it's not.
No.
I mean, you're right, but... character actors are sort of known for their physicality and what they bring to a role. So I'm not sure that it's meant entirely as a negative thing.
Right.
Because, they used to, they had names for Charlie Chaplin, and they had names for, Buster Keaton,
Mm-hmm.
So I think of him almost more in that tradition.
So I'm looking at all these credits. Leave It to Beaver, watched it religiously. One of our favorite shows, Bill, you will attest to this, Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Yep, love it.
And on Dennis the Menace, in an episode, oddly enough, that says Dennis learns to whistle, but you can't whistle.
I can read and write and fly a kite.
Look at how cute you are.
This is adorable. Barry, this would be a hit today. If you re-released this song today, this would be a huge hit. You'd blow Adele out of the water with this.
I haven't. long time.
You have just been doing everything since. How old were you when you sang this? I can't whistle.
Let's see. I'm probably 7 or 8.
Oh, adorable. Now, can I shared this with the audience, Barry. I have not given away the punchline, but there's a very special kinship between you and I, and I'll explain. When I was a very little child, when I was 2 years old, my dad was in a play here in Chicago, and as they were in rehearsals for the play, a film version of the play was released, and that play was called 1,000 Clowns, and the movie was called 1,000 Clowns. It's the first movie I ever saw in a theater, and you and Jason Robards were the stars of that movie.
Yes, But tell me about your dad. What was he doing at production there? Or
my dad played the character Chuckles the Chipmunk, and I know you'll all, of all the people who heard that, only you will understand what that is.
Totally understand that, yeah.
There's a scene in the movie where the lead actor takes your character, Nick, to see a children's television production, and it's a kid's show, like our own Bozo Circus, but it's Chuckles the Chipmunk, and my dad
right.
played that role, and you were the kid. I remember I was less than three. I was just shy of 3 years old, but I was transformed thinking a kid, because you were only a couple years older than me, a kid could be in movies. That was amazing to me. It still is amazing.
A lot of kids in movies, you know, Roddy McDowell.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of kids, all you know, for a long time. Jackie Coogan.
Oh, yeah.
And Jackie Cooper. But, yeah, but, you know, it's interesting because I actually did 1,000 Clowns in Chicago because I did the road tour as well as doing it on Broadway. And so... So I actually had the pleasure of playing it in Chicago for 4 weeks.
Where did it play when you did it here in town? Do you remember, Barry?
Oh, boy.
Hard to remember? It's 50 years ago, so if you don't remember it...
If you throw some names, I'll know.
Boy, I'm trying to think of who would have put on the production at the time, but just to do it on Broadway, you were at the time...
It was whatever house got the national tour.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was, yeah.
But I just remember thinking to myself, because you were a kid, but you were one of those adults trapped in a kid's body. And I remember even at the tender age of just under three going, that's the way it should be. What that guy's doing, that's good stuff.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, but radio is my second love because my dad was a radio announcer in Albany, New York, and
Well, you've done some radio. You had it. I don't know if you still do, but I know you were doing like almost a political radio show for a while, right?
It was a political show. It was a political show. Yeah, I don't know why I got into that for a while, but I did and enjoyed it a lot.
Well, you know what the problem is though with doing, and you know this already, that the problem with doing politics on the radio is there's nothing really important going on in the world of politics right now.
I know. It's so boring.
Are you still doing the show? Are you podcasting? Because that's what everybody does now. It's pretty easy to podcast.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. I've taken on a whole new venture in the last several years in my life. I keep moving on. I'm a moving on guy. I don't know why. I just... I don't like to do the same thing for very, very long, but although I acted for 60 years, so I probably shouldn't say that, but I'm now teaching, and I'm teaching in the Master of Fine Arts program at Cal State University in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
And I'm teaching acting for theater and film and having a wonderful, wonderful time now. You know, kind of giving back. That was the school that I went to, and so I'm having a great time doing that and meeting the new generation and helping the new generation. And that's what I, you know, hopefully that's what will happen, is that people will come out of the class and have great careers and hopefully as long as I did. So.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
And how is it different now, Barry? Because, you know, you have, I have two boys, 13 and 16, and they're obsessed with these YouTube video sensations. You have people getting, you know, millions and billions of hits with no really acting ability whatsoever. Has acting changed? Are you seeing a different thing now that you're a professor at Cal State?
Acting has not changed. I mean, acting is still acting, and the skills are the same. I think what has changed is the business.
Yeah.
The business has changed radically. I actually recently also taught at there a business of acting class as a graduate seminar, and I probably learned more than I taught because now... I mean, you literally, it's almost difficult to get on as a series regular unless you already have some kind of platform on Twitter or on Facebook. And, you know, they literally ask you now, you know, how many friends you have and how many.
Jeez.
You almost have to come with your built-in ratings which never happened before, and I think that's what's changed so much.
So when Laurence Olivier would go in to meet with a producer, they wouldn't say, Larry, you're good, but how many Facebook followers do you have right now? That never happened?
I don't think that ever happened.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And doesn't that change it so tremendously where, you know, in a way it's good that more people can get into the world of acting, but you're not paying your dues kind of like the other actors,
sure,
including yourself, have?
Well, I think that can be true. But, you know, but they certainly are still paying their dues. I know my students are very, very diligent, you know, about their work, and they really care about their work. And, you know, they don't expect to just go out and, you know, automatically become a, you know, reality TV star or a social media star. They really care about the profession, and they care about the craft of acting. And that excites me whenever I see that.
Barry, it's taken nearly 50 years to finally meet you, but I swear I'm thrilled it finally happened. I've been hoping and hoping and hoping one day to talk to you, and you didn't disappoint us. You really didn't.
Well, you're very kind, and it's been a great pleasure, and thanks so much for thinking of me, and I'm sorry it was in sad circumstances.
Sure.
And we'll all, you know, be thinking of Abe because he's a beautiful guy.
So true.
With sunken eyes.
With sunken eyes, as Wendy points out.
And it's weird because, Bill, I think you said that Barry Gordon was an adult trapped in a kid's body, and you're just the opposite. You're a kid trapped in an adult's body. So you two really did
Comes
click.
Full circle.
Yes.
It does.
Barry, an honor to meet you. So nice to meet you, sir.
Great to meet you, Wendy. Great to meet you too, Bill.
Thanks. And if you're in town, if they revive Thousand Clowns and you decide to come back and reprise your role, you have a home here. You come by and say hello, all right?
Well, thank you very much. I will. My son lives in Skokie. So.
Oh, wow.
Well, say hi to him. He's probably listening.
Hey, Colin. How you doing, man? And Melissa, how you guys?
I live in Evanston, 5 minutes
Bill
away.
Bill will now stalk them.
I'll
I wish
stalk
you
them.
Wouldn't have told us that, Barry.
Okay.
Thanks, Barry.
So much.
Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Take care, Barry Gordon.
You're
everybody.
Gushing.
One of the co-stars on Fish. I am. But I'm telling you, he's one of those guys that I've seen in so many things. I don't know if you remember on Curb Your Enthusiasm, he plays Larry David's rabbi. He's
yes,
so funny on that.
He is so funny, and he looks the same.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's aging very, very well. He looks the same as he did with the little kid when he sang about the whistle, except he's got a full beard and stuff.
That's changed a little. Yeah. All right. A break, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.